Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and every couple of weeks we get an update on what's going on in the city of Manhattan as we have a city commission meeting tonight, 7 p.m. here at City Hall. And joining us, as they do every couple of weeks, City Manager Ron Fear. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon.
And Manhattan Mayor Wynn Butler. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to talk to both of you here again. Lots going on here to get to, and I think today we'll just kind of jump right into what's going on the agenda, because it's pretty stocked meeting here. Of course, you didn't have the meeting last week. There was a week off, a rare week off in the middle of August here for the City Commission with vacations and such. But we get going tonight here with a couple of public hearings. Let's start there, if you would.
Sure, right, Brandon. The first public hearing is for the commission to consider creating a benefit district through the public hearing process. This is regarding some improvements out at the Blue Hills Shopping Center. So it would be the improving the north entrance to that shopping center, as well as some new medical offices that are being constructed in the north end of that. It's not part of the shopping center, but it's just north of the shopping center. Those are part of the Metal Arc retirement facility campus. And there's currently an existing access point off of US 24 or Tuttlekirk Boulevard. KDOT is requiring that left-hand turn lane be made longer and improved as a result of this medical building process. And then there's existed along that, there's been a frontage road. I guess you could kind of call it a frontage road. Let's just say there's a path there. It's a pothole chuck path. It's a private access area. And several of the folks in that serves would like to see it improved. They were unable to come up with a petition that was valid and that a majority supported. So the commission is being asked to use this public hearing process to determine the shares that the different owners will participate in to make the improvement. So there's kind of two projects. There's the state project that's going to create a longer turning lane, and the state is actually funding a portion of that. The city is funding a portion of that, and Metal Arc is funding a portion of that. And then you have the improvements to the frontage road, which will be, if the commission approves forming this benefit district, which will be shared by the owners adjacent to that. So that would be the new medical offices, the dollar store, the shopping center itself, and the convenience store. And then it's up to the commission to determine the different shares of benefit and ultimately paying, issuing special assessments to pay for those improvements.
Okay.
Everybody believes, I think, it's a needed improvement. They just couldn't come to terms on who should share the brunt of that. So, and how to divvy that up. So that's the purpose for this public hearing. It would be for the commissioners to make that determination.
I see the breakdown of the different shares here, and it says, you know, 38% for Metal Arc Hills, 38% for RLD, and then Dollar General. I know Dollar General gets a lot of traffic. Why is their contribution lower there?
So it's based on the actual property, how much property you have. So their store footprint and the acreage that they own, it's on an equal share per square foot basis. So there's a lot more shopping center square footage on the parcel, not just the store, but the land that they own, than the Dollar General's is pretty small in comparison. And the medical building land is a larger parcel, and then the convenience store parcel is pretty small.
Okay. All right. So that's the first item on the public hearing agenda here tonight. The other one has to do with the two rec centers, the Anthony and Eisenhower.
And specifically, it's dealing with the signage for these two rec centers. And this is, in one case, it's an after-the-fact hearing, and the other one hasn't been installed yet. So the original signage for the facilities was to be a wall sign. So some letters put on the side of a wall. And when it they got further into the construction of it, these were going to be on some of the, there was a change to made to put more translucent panels in. So there's more natural lighting into it. And there was a conflict between where you would mount these, the signs and the translucent panels that, that you would try to put them on. So the architects and others came up with a solution to put this, the letters above the awning, which I think everybody agrees is a better solution. And certainly I think makes it easier to identify the facility. The problem is those awning signs aren't allowed in a residential zoning district, which the, those two schools are in. And so we need to get a variance for those. And so one's a variance after the fact, and we've held off on doing the other ones until we go through this process of amending our municipal facilities process for these signs.
Okay. Mayor Butler, any comments on that particular public hearing?
Oh, it's not really a big deal. That's where you, you know, you end up with just bureaucracy and rules sometimes that don't make sense, that you can't, you know, just change a sign. It, you know, a little bit irritating. It's just paperwork, nonsense.
All right. Planning board did vote unanimously to recommend approval.
All right. So that'll be the two public hearings here tonight. And we kind of jump into the general agenda, and quite a list here tonight. Item A is considering selection committee's recommendation for a developer regarding the city's Zaggyville parking lot at 12th and Laramie Street. And let's talk about this a little bit, what we will be discussing tonight.
Sure. This is a recommendation that came forward. You might recall that we did a request for proposals for the city parking lot at 12th and Laramie for potential redevelopment of that in conjunction with the Aggieville Vision. It was a fairly defined request for proposals in that it did require a mixed-use format development. There's been a lot of interest in that lot over the years, either for, you know, like 100% residential or a hotel or some other uses. And so this was one, an RFP that was really tailored to take proposal on something that really fits more with the vision, the Aggieville vision that the commission and the community adopted. There was subsequently only one proposal received through that request for proposal process. And the selection committee has interviewed that client and is recommending moving forward with the development team that's been proposed for the next phase. It would be the next phase would be a pre-development agreement, which the proposer would be willing or would be developing their proposal further, doing cost estimates and putting that together, that ultimately would lead to a formal development agreement, which would then come back to the commission for approval that would have all the details relative to it. It is a pretty exciting proposal, about a $40 million development to create a mixed-use five-story building. Not only on the city lot, but also on the adjacent lots to the west. So basically, it would go from 12th Street to Manhattan Avenue and north of Laramie Street all the way to the alley. So we're proposing some about 75 parking spaces that kind of surrounded by the building. Some really interesting public space on the second floor. That's a two-story elevated plaza area within the building, but it's about 60% office, 20% residential, and 20% retail is what the proposal is for, with most of that retail occurring on the ground floor.
All right. Pretty extravagant project here, and obviously we've known about this for quite some time. Mayor Butler, what are your thoughts here on a project like this? Obviously, you don't want to do them side by side with what you got going on right now with the parking garage, but I know this is kind of being staggered.
Yeah, that was part of the RFP proposal. I think, we had a lot of restrictions on there on what they could do with it because we're concerned about the parking and we didn't want one project to start until the other one was finished. So there won't be any ground breaking or anything happen there till after the parking garage is finished. So that's important. And if you're talking about, growing the city and, increasing the tax revenue, it makes sense that, $40 million project, that's going to be a big deal from the, terms of property tax. And a lot of that will be captured in the TIF district, which will help pay for, things in the Aggieville area. So to me, it looks pretty good on the surface.
We had a listener email this morning. They wanted to know how much this parking lot is going to be sold for in comparison to the Marriott parking lot.
So that's to be determined in the final development agreement. But in the proposal that was submitted, it did the developer did indicate they would like to have the property for $1. In exchange for that, though, they're providing about $1 million in property tax annually. So they believe that their job creation and the different aspects of their development far outweigh an acquisition cost. That's something that is to be negotiated yet. So it's something that would be a term of the final development agreement. It's not something the commission is considering tonight specifically. But that was the initial proposal.
Okay.
I think, that's a good question that somebody would ask that. I got an email on that also. I guess my thought is, we're going to lose X amount of, public parking spaces, but they're going to, as part of the development, create at least 75. So to me, that's something that's got to be measured in that. Like right now we're using that parking lot. We're getting no, property tax for it. And it's providing public parking. Well, how much of that is going to remain when this building is constructed? And I think that's really the key point when you talk about return on investment.
Ideally, would this mixed use facility, would you like to see it have a parking garage component to it, ideally?
It has parking as part of it. If you look at the building design, the ground floor, the building circles the parking area, and in the center of it there is parking. Okay. At least 75 slots. I don't recall how many we've got in the city parking lot right now, but my point is, if we don't lose any of the parking, then maybe we could consider what the developer has, though generally I'd prefer selling it.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that'll be an interesting discussion item here. We got to take a quick break, but we'll come back and continue our conversation here today with Mayor Wynn Butler and City Manager Ron Fear in Focus on News Radio KMAN.